I'm Jess Averhart, and you're listening to the Reinvention Road Trip podcast. Listen, I'm a mom who's obsessed with the power and process of reinvention, and I'm also a fourth-generation entrepreneur. I've worked on an Amish farm and for the world's most admired company, produced events in partnership with the NFL and NBA, and carved out a little place in the world of early-stage startups. Every step of the way, learning the power of reinvention. So let's take this journey together. It's time to get inspired, dream louder, and own the keys that will unlock the next best version of you. Welcome back, friends. Gosh, I so look forward to sharing space in the podcast world with you. And today, I want to introduce a new concept and idea. As you know, sometimes we'll find ourselves celebrating these incredible, incredible reinvention stories brought to us by some badass women across the country. And sometimes we'll learn how to better navigate our comfort cliff. Today is the latter. We are going to dig a little deeper as we explore some new territory called our crucible moments. So if you're ready, let's jump right in. All right, you know, what is a crucible moment? Well, Webster, let's start with him, right? Webster is going to tell you that a crucible is a vessel used for melting substance that requires a high degree of heat. He also calls it a severe test, a place or situation in which concentrated forces interact to cause or influence change. Here's my version of a crucible moment. It's the heat, baby. It's that pressure that you feel during key moments of your life. It's the dangerous fire and the gorgeous risk. The conditions under which we are forced to withstand an extreme test. It's in these moments that something new, precious, and more valuable has the potential to be created. Okay, since this is a new concept, let me share how two other leaders define crucible moments, and then I'll get into crucible moments that have impacted me personally so that you can get a flavor for how they differ from, let's say, everyday situations. So let's hear how Will Krieger, Vice President of Research America, defines a crucible moment. He says it's a transformative experience through which an individual comes to a new or altered sense of identity. He said these are times when our character is tested. You're going to hear that word a lot throughout this podcast, the word tested or testing. In Will's version, he talks about the individual. But I think it's important to note that crucible moments can be seen throughout history with long-reaching impact on society as a whole. Friends, we don't have to go far to see examples of this, right? The very first case of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China is an example of a crucible moment. That moment in time changed how we would move as a world as we know it. Another clear example is the murder of George Floyd on May 25th, 2020. It catalyzed Americans to reckon with its history of systemic racism and forced other nations across the globe to take a critical look at their own cultures of racism. Because of those 9 minutes and 29 seconds in Minneapolis, we were changed forever. That was a crucible moment. Finally, I want to share how my mentor, retired Colonel Joe LaBeouf, defines crucible moments. He says that they are life experiences that test the depth of one's being and sense of self. He'll tell you that each of these key dash marks on your timeline sets the conditions for enabling success later in life. If we pay attention to what these moments are teaching us, we'll be better equipped to discern our life's purpose. Now, while you have probably never in your life called these high-stake milestones crucible moments, my guess is that if you closed your eyes, you would have no problem identifying them. We all know the moments that have shook us, changed us, shaped us. No one is exempt. And the older we get, the more we realize how crucial they were in leveling us up. That is if we were paying attention. At this point, you might be tempted to say to yourself, okay, Jess, I get it, but this just sounds like life. I'm not quite sure why we need another word to describe life's ups and downs. Now, I would agree with that if I didn't believe with all my soul that your crucible moments are different than these everyday ups and downs. They ignite change. A crucible moment will force you into the empowerment zone of your comfort cliff. Remember the empowerment zone? It's that place where the person that you are today wrestles with the person you're meant to become. It's that messy middle that we begin to take ownership of who we are and where we're going. Yes, crucible moments will push you into the empowerment zone, forcing you to do the work, right? And helping you to get to the place where you can get on your growing edge to reinvent yourself. That's the real journey of life anyways, right? Wrestling with and discerning our purpose, going through those hard, difficult, and even dangerous events that awaken us to our inane purpose. Sometimes we might go into these spaces, these hard, difficult, you know, moments by choice, like training for an ultra marathon. That's pretty hard. And it's going to force you to like really get to know who you are as a human, pushing you to your edge. Sometimes we get into these crucible moments by default, like surviving a car accident. Either way, that moment is ours. And what we do with it really matters. It could be the moment that unlocks a part of ourselves that the world needs. It's so amazing. All right, so let's talk about my crucible moments. I have moments scattered throughout my timeline. I'm going to share a few of them with you. Each time, you know, they force me to wake up and take stock of my life. The first one that I can say was truly a crucible moment was when my grandfather died in 1998. I was 18 years old. My grandpa was my father figure, and his death shook me to my core. Mourning his loss and realizing that I was going to have to do life without his constant voice of reassurance was devastating. It was a crossroads. Immediately after his death, I remember I went into a phase of self-destruction. I abused my body and stopped eating. And when I did eat, I purged to have some kind of sense of control. I skipped school and I withdrew from my family. I went into a small depression. I don't know if you can have a small depression, but I went into depression. I also had a great sense of obligation to get it together for my grandpa, you know, make him proud. And I found my way out of that desert somehow and became a better version of myself without really realizing it. That outcome could have been very different, but it wasn't, but for the grace of God. Other moments that I can reflect on include the day that I learned my birth story when I was 27, the day that I sat at the kitchen table with my husband at the time, and we surrendered our marriage, and I was 30 when that happened, and the night that I learned who my dad was at the age of 41. While these, you know, stories, these crucible moments are unique to me, my guess is that as I was sharing them, your crucible moments were coming to the surface as well. So what are they? You know, can you name them? Maybe you're in one right now and trying to make sense of it all. The important thing to remember is that you are strong. You're capable, right? Crucible moments remind us of how much resolve we have as humans. We are built to endure. The beauty is going beyond endurance and into a place of clarity and focus. Using these moments to your advantage and growing as a result. That's the key. That's the key. Using these moments to your advantage and growing as a result. So I have a challenge for you. I want you to write down a crucible moment that you are willing to reflect on. It could be one that you're in right now, which would be actually great because it's been happening, right? So this reflection could really serve you well. Or it could be one in the past, obviously. So pick one you're willing to reflect on. In the next 48 hours, I want you to think of yourself as a tourist visiting this moment, right? Now, as a tourist, you can put that hat on. Tourists are curious. They're interested in learning, right? They poke around and reflect, you know, but they don't stay very long and they're always returning home. But when they return home, they have a little more insight on the world. So as this tourist, you might discover in your crucible moment that you have some loose ends to tie up. In other words, there may be some reconciliation or healing that you need to do. You may also discover that you are repeating patterns from that time, right? Even today, like you see yourself recurring patterns. I know that was the case for me when I did my reflections. There were patterns that I was carrying through And that can be challenging, but these are really good insights and they can help you in the empowerment zone so you can work on them, right? You can't change what you don't know. Let me say that again. You can't change what you don't know. So our crucible moments serve as a mirror and a space for honest reflection. Okay, I know today was a lot and it forced us to dive a little deeper, but we are not here to sit in the baby pool. We're here to do some work. So today was a little bit shorter because it's setting up this concept and then asking you to do a little bit of work. So while today's podcast is shorter, hopefully it will resonate a little bit longer, right? Because you're going to do some work over the next couple of days. The idea is this is an opportunity for you to thrive and get renewed. Remember what I said at the beginning, your crucible moments are the dangerous fire and the gorgeous risk. It's in these moments that something new, precious, and more valuable has the potential to be created. We are on our comfort cliff, y'all. We are in the messy, messy middle. This is good stuff. Keep doing the work. And thank you so much for joining me today. It's so rewarding to share this space with you. All right, friends, until next time.
Thanks, friends, for riding along on today's Reinvention Road Trip. If you like what you heard, tell a friend and leave us a review. I know it seems like a little thing, but it is so important to see if we're on the right track. You can find the show notes at jessaverhart.com/podcast. And don't forget to join the Reinvention Road Trip by signing up for our newsletter where I share behind-the-scene details and nuggets that you won't hear on the show. New episodes drop weekly, so subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to your podcast these days. All right, friends, thanks so much. Until next time.